In local news, I heard a phenomenal interview on the Winston-Salem radio station, WFDD, on October 4th. WFDD's David Ford interviewed Dr. Christopher Ohl, a professor of internal medicine and infectious disease at the Wake Forest University School of Medicine. He offered some great tips on how to stay healthy during major floods, the psychological impacts of floods, and the many important uses of water. Staying healthy during major floods is challenging. He emphasized trying to stay clean to reduce the risk of getting ill. He suggests keeping hands clean before eating and after going to the bathroom. The mental health impact after floods may be the biggest health problem in the long run, because they may last longer than other health problems. Natural disasters like floods can cause someone to feel helpless, grief-stricken, and anxious. Grief reactions can occur from personal loss. Post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD, is associated with trauma following a major flood. Anxiety and panic attacks can occur after a natural disaster. Other mental health problems can include depression and suicide. We must have water to survive. This point seemed obvious to me. Water keeps people hydrated and healthy. You need it to stay clean and to bathe. It has many applications for sanitation, like flushing toilets. I would add to the list food preparation and washing clothes and dishes. Some of the not-so-obvious uses of water is for cooling. Hospitals need it for their large equipment, including CAT scanners and communication gear. Schools must have water, too. The doctor recommended being prepared for major catastrophic events like floods. His suggestions were stockpiling food and water, staying up to date with vaccination for respiratory illnesses, and have an evacuation plan, like staying out of town with friends or relatives. He also feels that having strong mental health services available is vital.